Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How important is the dollar? Does it ever become the almighty dollar to us like a god? Now, you and I might be tempted to think that we left the god of money a long time ago. We might tell people, I'm a second career guy. I left a big salary to come here. Or, I could have pursued many other professions that make more money, but I came here because I wanted to be a pastor, a church worker. Or, I'm just a pastor or a professor. If money were important to me, I wouldn't be doing what I am right now. However, beyond all these seemingly pious statements that have either entered our minds or slipped out of our mouths, is the fact that we all love money and we still want more. Although God promises to meet our daily needs, we still want more. And sometimes we are not satisfied with what He gives us. Sure, I have good financial aid with good district and congregational support. But why does my adoption congregation ask me to visit them or write to them? Sure, free tuition is on the horizon next year. But why does the seminary ask me to give more time in thanksgiving for such gifts? Sure, we have a food and clothing co-op, but the selection isn't what I'd always like, and sometimes there's not enough. Sure, I've got a fair salary, but why do I always have to pinch pennies to make ends meet? The desire for more is in all of us, because our forefathers and our first father, Adam, handed sin down to us. We are selfish by nature, and we grumble when we don't get what we think we deserve or when others seem to have it better than we do. And like the children of Israel who grumbled in the wilderness for better food after God protected them in Egypt, after God delivered them through the Red Sea, and after God gave them the sweet water at Marah, we too, like them, grumble. We complain to God about what we lack rather than praising Him for what we have. The children of Israel's disobedience was partly and largely due to ungratefulness. They failed to see God's blessings to them in the past and His promised blessings to them in the present and His blessings in the future. And so they grumbled. Whenever we fix our eyes on ourselves, on our own needs, on our own wants, on what the world values, then our eyes are fixed on the wrong things, and we grumble. We become conformed to those old evil desires, as St. Peter says in today's reading. As obedient children, says St. Peter, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. Fix your eyes not on yourselves or your anxieties today or at the way the world views life, but instead fix your eyes on the grace given to you in Jesus Christ. And just as Israel tucked in their robes at Passover and ate their meal in haste while waiting for their deliverance from Egypt, so St. Peter encourages us to tuck up and to prepare our minds soberly to see what the world sets before us while we wait for our eternal deliverance in heaven. The Israelites were strangers in Egypt, looking ahead to their home, the promised land. And similarly, we are strangers in this world, looking ahead to our home, the promised land of heaven. And Jesus uses the same language in Luke 12:35 when he talks about men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet. Be dressed and ready for service and keep your lamps burning. This week of oculi, which in the Latin means my eyes, takes us deeper into Lent. And as we go deeper into Lent, our struggle with our sin and God's righteousness becomes more intense and more real. God's word lifts our eyes off of ourselves and onto the Lord. As we hear his word and sing his word, our God is unveiled before our eyes, and nothing is hidden from his sight. His divine searchlight is revealed, and we see our sinful thoughts raging, as our hymn just stated, and how utterly unholy and inadequate we are to serve in God's kingdom. However, our ability to be holy people or to be obedient children does not depend upon us. Yes, in Lent we do see our sin, but all the more our eyes are lifted up to see something more important. Our eyes are lifted up to see what God has given to us in his Son and what he has done for all of our sins at the cross of Calvary. We fix our eyes on Jesus Christ because he is lifted up high to deliver us from all of our sins. Our eyes are fixed on the Lamb of God who did not grumble and who did not open his mouth, but was led quietly to slaughter for us. On his blood rests our holiness and purity, and through it, God the Father makes us holy and keeps us holy. Dr. Richard Lenski says it quite beautifully when commenting on this text. The hand that points us to holiness is the hand that extends his grace to us and makes us holy. By pointing us upward, it lifts us upward. When Jesus spilled his blood and paid the ultimate price to redeem us, he didn't pay with money or with a dollar. Instead, he made payment for all of our sins with his precious blood. As St. Peter says, "For you know it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, but with the precious blood of Christ." And we all recall those words of Martin Luther in the meaning of the second article, in which he says, "I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death." The blood of the Passover lamb marked the doorposts of the children of Israel, making them strangers in Egypt, but at home with God. Similarly, the blood of the Lamb of God makes us strangers in the world, but at home in Christ. We are marked as God's obedient children through holy baptism. It is impressed upon us every time we make the sign of the cross. His blood protects us from eternal death. His blood makes us his holy children. His blood promises eternal life. We are strangers in this world, but we are always at home in Christ. We are strangers because we are no longer drunk with ourselves and with what the world values. We are at home in Christ because he is our life and heaven is our home. And that makes us markedly different in the eyes of the world, because our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Obedient children are not conformed to the world's pattern, but to God's pattern. And we are conformed into a new image through Jesus Christ. And with eyes fixed on him, our lives are secure. Although at times in our lives, we still grumble, wanting more out of life, maybe more money, maybe more of this or more of that. In spite of all those things, God lifts us up and comforts our consciences today. The blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all sins. No matter how short on cash we might think we are, no matter how much we think we lack in life, with childlike confidence we may approach our Heavenly Father with any need, knowing that He promises to take care of His dear children. God does not forsake those whom He has made obedient children through holy baptism. Obedient children need nothing more than the greatest riches of all, the blood of the Lamb Jesus. Our eyes are fixed on Jesus because He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His blood makes us holy. His blood is more precious than any silver, any gold, any dollar. His blood is our glory this Lent and always. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.